Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday. Major League Baseball, the Padres got beat by the red-hot Pittsburgh Pirates again last night, 4-1. Buccos have won 4 of 5 on this West Coast road trip. Pedro Alvarez crashed a 2-run home run, as did Neil Walker, against rookie pitcher Jess Hahn. The fascinating part of the game at Petco Park was Jason Lane, 37-year-old former Houston Astro outfielder, converted to pitcher, came out of the bullpen in place of Hahn, and retired 10 Pirate batters in a row. Good news for the Padres, Andrew Cashner, no elbow stiffness, no pain in that right elbow after that 96-pitch simulated game. He's expected possibly to test and throw again today. Good news, too, for Robbie Erlin, for the first time in a week and a half, indicates the pain in his sprained left elbow has lessened. Padres Pirates, Wednesday afternoon baseball at Petco Park. Ian Kennedy goes against Francisco Liriano. Something's not right for the Dodgers. They got beat again by the Chicago White Sox. Jose Alvarez, the rookie Cuban first baseman, hit his 17th home run of the season, second in 2 nights. Yasiel Puig in more hot water showed up 15 minutes late for batting practice. That's the third time he's been late to BP in a year with the Dodgers. Angels got cooled off, lost to the Houston Astros last night. John Singleton, a big-money rookie that the Astros just gave payday to, home run, 2 RBIs. Good news for the Angels, Josh Hamilton activated off the disabled list after missing 48 games with a broken thumb. Hopscotching around Major League Baseball, Washington blanks the Phillies. Ryan Zimmerman just off the DL had a couple of base hits. Philadelphia's lost 10 of 14. Reds stun San Francisco. Cooling off the Giants, Jay Bruce had 2 hits and 2 RBIs. Kansas City surprised the Cardinals. St. Louis has stopped hitting. They're 2-7 on this current homestand. Arizona won in Colorado. The Rockies losing at home. They've lost 8 of their last 10 games after being red hot in mid-May. Oakland down the New York Yankees. Guess who? Kyle Blanks. Big hit. 10th inning for the Athletics. Ex-Padre comes through again. Toronto trashes Detroit. The Jays stay in first place. Something's not right with the Tigers. They have now lost 11 of 15. And Nelson Cruz, 3-run home run. Baltimore dumped Texas. Couple of player deals. Miami Marlins have signed free agent Chicago Cubs reliever Kevin Gregg. Phillies have signed ex-Padre starting pitcher Jason Marquis. And Cleveland has optioned pitcher Mark Lowe to AAA. And the Cubs are catching a lot of flack. They're buried in last place. Jed Hoyer, the general manager, says, "I am not calling up Chris Bryant." Who's Chris Bryant? The University of San Diego All-American third baseman was the Cubs' high number one draft pick. Listen to these numbers. In double-A ball, it's been less than a year since he turned pro. Chris Bryant hitting .351 with 18 homers and 49 RBIs in half a season, but the Cubs don't think he's ready to face Major League pitching. NBA basketball, Phil Jackson, the new general manager of the New York Knicks, nailed with a $25,000 fine for tampering for public comments he made about wanting to talk to Derek Fisher about becoming the Knickerbockers head coach. He made those comments while Fisher was playing in the playoffs in the postseason for Oklahoma City. Indiana Pacers president Larry Bird, really upset at the immaturity of his team when they got run out of the playoffs by Miami, has gone public. He wants his center, Roy Hilbert, who had a really substandard season, he wants him to work with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to improve his offensive game. Detroit Pistons have a new general manager, Jeff Bauer, head coach at Marist University in New York, but a former GM in the NBA, has been hired by the Pistons. He'll work with Stan Van Gundy. And the woman who went public with the tapes involving Donald Sterling and the racial slurs, Viv Stiviano, was assaulted outside a New York hotel over the weekend. 2 NBA fans came up, punched her in the face. She had just granted an interview to CNN. Those two men today were arrested. In football, Arizona Cardinal angry coach Bruce Arians goes public, telling suspended linebacker Darrell Washington, "Get your life in order, get into drug rehab." Washington's been suspended for the full calendar year by the NFL. He's going to forfeit nearly $6 million in salary and bonuses. Hats off to Minnesota Viking linebacker Chad Greenway, one of their stars. He went into a lake to rescue 2 elderly people whose boat had become disabled and was headed towards crashing on the rocks. He saved both of them. And a real rip job by ESPN analyst Chris Carter directed at Cleveland Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon. Carter says it means drugs must mean more to Josh Gordon than playing in pro football. Gordon said three incidents with drugs. He's now facing a one-year suspension in the National Football League. 24 hours after Dan Marino's name was attached to a potential lawsuit against NFL team doctors, Marino goes public and indicates he did not take part in the lawsuit. He had one conversation with a lawyer who misrepresented what Marino had told him on the phone. NHL hockey, game one of the Stanley Cup Finals later this evening. The LA Kings have home ice advantage against the New York Rangers. The Kings are loaded with snipers. Goal scorers Marian Gaborik, Jeff Carter, Anze Kopitar, Dustin Brown, as well as the wave of forecheckers paced by Jarrett Stoll, Justin Williams, Mike Richards. Rangers are led by red-hot goaltender Henrik Lundqvist, who's got a 2.03 goals against average in postseason, and veterans Martin St. Louis and Brad Richards. But the big question, do the Rangers have enough firepower to stay up with the run-and-gun LA Kings? By the way, the Kings-Chicago Blackhawks game drew a record 4.7 million viewers Game 7 of that playoff series. That's the highest-rated NHL game on TV dating back to 2004. French Open tennis tournament, Novak Djokovic, Maria Sharapova move on, go to the semifinals. And in soccer, David Beckham, the legendary English soccer star who retired a year and a half ago from the LA Galaxy after coming to MLS and who now is going to be the owner of an expansion soccer team in Miami. Beckham just announced last night he's elected to come out of retirement. He's going to be an owner and a player. That's it. That's what's going on. The world of sports, that's what Lee Hamilton thinks.